Masechtas Nazir, Daf Ches, at the top of Daf Ches Amin Aleph, and before we begin, let's just recap the different types of Naziris that we already saw in Masechtas Nazir. The first type of Naziris is a Nazir Stam. If someone says, Hareini Nazir, or if someone says, I want to be a Nazir for one day, and since the Mishnah said on Daf Hei Amin Aleph, Stam Naziris is Lamed Yoim, and therefore his Naziris would last for 30 days and not shorter. And then we saw it as a concept of a Nazir Shimshon, where Shimshon became a Nazir for his entire life, and even though he was a Nazir for his entire life, he was mut to be metamel lemesim, but he was never allowed to cut his hair or to drink wine. And then we saw a concept of a nazir ilum like Avshalom, where Avshalom was a nazir and his nazirus was forever, but there was a din that hichbit sayer make a butar. And we saw machlekes on daf dalam and beis between Rabbi Roy and Rabbi Yasi as to the shear when Avshalom would cut his hair. And some say that just like we have machlekes being a gay Avshalom, that would apply to anyone that is mekabel on themselves a nazirus ilum like Avshalom, and either they could cut her hair every 7 days, every 30 days, or every 12 months, depending on the Shita. However, the Rosh says that machlekes was only relevant to Avshalom, but Benigeya, regular Nazir, that is Mekabal on themselves, a Nazir Ilum like Avshalom, is no machlekes, and all agree that Hichbet Sire is a shear of 30 days, and every 30 days they will be able to cut their hair and bring Karbanis. However, others say that we actually paskin that you only be able to cut your hair every 12 months and bring Karbanis at that time. And finally, we saw two other types of Naziris yesterday. Number one, there's a concept, as we will see in our Mishnah today as well, that if someone says, I want to be a Nazir, Kisar Reishi, Chafar Arts, Ukachalayam, then he becomes a Nazir Ilam, but this is not like the Nazir Ilam of Avshalom, and he would have multiple Nazir's periods, and each Nazir's period would be 30 days, and after 30-day period, he would actually be chayiv to cut his hair at that point, and also bring Kabanis of Tyra, and then restart his Nazir's period, and this would continue forever until he dies. And finally, we saw a fifth category of Nazir's, and for example, just like if someone says, I want to be a Nazir for 10 years, then he has one period of Nazirus for 10 years, and he can't cut his hair during the 10-year period, but after 10 years, he has to cut his hair and bring the three Karbanis into Beis HaMikdash. So here also, if a person says, for example, I want to be a Nazir for 100 years or for 1,000 years, then it would be, he would be a Nazir for 1,000 years, but it will only be one period of Nazirus, and he could never cut his hair his entire life. And this category of Nazirus was called a Nazir La'ilam. And we begin the Mishnah, and a couple of the dinim in the Mishnah will be familiar based on the fact that we learned them yesterday on Daf Zayin. So the Mishnah starts, Harini Nazir Kisar Roshi, I want to be a Nazir, like the hairs on my head, Uchafar Eretz, or like the dirt on the ground, Uchichol Hayom, or like the sand by the sea, Harei Zeh Nazir Ilam, he becomes a Nazir forever, Umegaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. And as the Gemara explained on Daf Zayin Min Aleph, in this case, all these things are Dvarim that are less Bekitzuta, strands of hair and drops of dirt or grains of sand are things that can't be counted, and therefore it can't be that he made a Kabbalah for a specific amount and time frame of days for his Naziris, and it must be that his Kabbalah was for an infinite number of terms of Naziris that will last until he dies, and therefore every single 30 days he will be able to cut his hair, he'll bring his Kabbalah's B'tayra, and then he'll restart a new Naziris term. And Rabbi explained that it's not based on less Bekitzutza, but it's based on Cyrus that the Mudalah Subazu, when you have an item where that's entirely separated from each other, in those cases we say that Reuven meant to accept him upon himself multiple terms of Naziris. And the Mishnah continues that although we saw the Shita of the Tanakhama yesterday, however, over here, the Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi argues and says, Ein ze megaleach achas l'shoshim yoyim. Then in this case, we do not say that he has a right to cut his hair every 30 days, as we do not look at this as he accepted upon himself multiple terms of Naziris, but Rabbi says that it's as if he accepted upon himself one Naziris period, and that Naziris period will last forever, as it is if he said, I want to be a Nazir for the amount of days as the hair of my head, or the dirt of the earth, or the grains of the sand by the ocean. Therefore, the few Rebbe, Reuven was mekabel on himself one long period of Naziris that will last forever, and he could never cut his hair, and this is what we refer to as Nazir La'ilam. And Rebbe continues, Ve'ezeu megaleach achas l'shloshim, and what is the case where a person is mekabel on themselves multiple Naziris, and they'll be able to cut their hair every 30 days, and once they cut their hair and bring their karbanis, they will restart their next Naziris period. That is in a specific case where Ha'omer of Reuven said, Harei alai Naziris kisar reishu chafar arts kachal yom. So since Reuven said that I want to accept on myself a Lashon Rabbim, plural Naziris, meaning multiple Naziris periods, like the hair of my head, or like the dust of the ground, or like the sand by the sea, then the din is that he would mekabel on himself multiple Naziris periods of 30 days each, and even though he'll be able to cut his hair every 30 days, and then he'll bring his karbanis, but then he'll have to restart his Naziris period, and this will last forever. And the Mishnah continues, Harei ni Nazir, Meloya Bayis, Meloya Kupa. If there was a house that was empty, or there was a basket that was empty, and Reuven said, I want to be a Nazir, like this house would be full, or like this basket would be full. But could I say, then we ask him what his intent was. In Mamaf, Reuven says, Achas Kedela Nazarti, that I only had intent to accept upon myself one large Nazir's period, then Nazir Lamajayim, he'll be a Nazir for 30 days, as this would be the exact same case as we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Zayin and Aleph, where Reuven said, Harini Nazir Achas Kedela, that the din is that he becomes a Nazir for 30 days, and even though he used the term Gedela, but he just meant to say that this Naziris is so hard for me that it's considered a very big thing. And over here also, my Naziris is so hard for me that it's as large as a full bias full of items or a full basket full of items. But ultimately, he's only a Nazir for 30 days. However, if you ask Reuven what his intent was, Vim Oma Stam Nazarti, if you just said, I made Naziris Bistam, I didn't have any intent, I really just meant whatever this means and whatever Chacham will decide I meant, then you have to look at the basket or at the house as if it was completely full with mustard seeds, and of course there would be so many mustard seeds that it would be impossible to count, which would be similar to a case where he said Sareshi or Afar Eretz or Kecholayim, and Lefita Tanakama, it's as if he accepted upon himself multiple Naziris, as many as the Archadol in this basket or in this house, and therefore he'll have to keep Naziris the entire life, but every 30 days he'll cut his hair and bring his Kabbanis and then restart a Naziris period. And according to Rebbe, since he didn't say Harein Naziris Malaya Bayis or Malaya Kupa, and he didn't use a Lashon Rabim, so we consider that Reuven accepted upon himself one Naziris period for his entire life, and he can never cut his hair. The Rishonim discuss why is it that in this case we actually ask him, and the case we had before of Harein Nazir Kisar Reishu Chafar Eretz Kecholayim, we don't ask him what his intent was, Ayin Sham. And the Mishnah now continues with the third case, and this case also we discuss on Daf Zayin, Harein Nazir Mikan Bad Makom Pleni. If Reuven says, I am a Nazir from here until I travel to that place, I'm the Kam Yom Mikan Bad Makom Pleni, then we estimate how many days it would take to travel from here until that other makim in Pachas B'Lamin Yoyim. If it's less than 30 days, Nazir Lamin Yoyim, then he becomes a Nazir for 30 days, as we know that Stam Naziris is Shleishim Yoyim, and it can't be less than 30 days. Vim Lav, and if it's more than that, Nazir Kamin Hayomim, then he'll become a Nazir for the amount of days that it takes to travel from this point until that point. So, for example, if it would take 40 to 50 days to travel to that point, he'd become a Nazir for 40 or 50 days. And once again, just to refresh ourselves, the Gemara on Daf Zayin explained why this din was different than the first case of the Mishnah, and they said to Mahachan, either since the days to travel are countable and finite, so he meant to accept one Naziris for the amount of days it would take him to travel, or number two, since the time to travel is one unit, so he meant to accept one unit of Naziris for the amount of days it takes him to travel. And we also saw before that the reason this case is different than the Mishnah on Daf Zayim and Aleph, where Reuven said, Harini Nazir Mikan Vat Seifa Olam, in that case we said he becomes a Nazir for 30 days, as all he meant is, Arichli Hal Milsa Kim Mikan Vat Seifa Olam, and why didn't we say the same spar over here? And we saw that Rav explained that in our case, there was a case where he was Hichsuf Biderech, and since he was already traveling, so therefore we realize that the reason why he said this is as a schus for himself to be able to travel and to arrive safely, and therefore it must be that he was saying, I want to be a Nazir from this point until I arrive safely at my destination. And Gemara brought a second shot that the reason in the Mishnah on Daf Zayin and Aleph, the din was he only was a Nazir for 30 days, and it was only considered one Nazir's period for that amount of time, is because when Reuven was Mekabel Naziris, he actually said, Harini Nazir Echad Mikan Vad Seifa Olam, and therefore he was saying, I want to take upon myself one term of Naziris for the shortest amount of time, but it's a Richali HaMilsa Kemikan Vad Seifa Olam. However, in our Mishnah, we didn't use the term Echad, so therefore he meant to say, I want to have a Naziris period, which will be a longer period of time. The shear for my one Naziris period will be the amount of days it takes to travel from over here until point B. And the Mishnah continues with the fourth case, Harini Nazir Kemin Yemaisa Chama, or as Tosfos Gurus, Kemin Yemaisa Shana. So if Reuven says, I am a Nazir for the amount of days in a solar year, or as Tosfos said, for the amount of days in the year, then Moin Naziris Kemin Yemaisa Chama, then you have to count multiple Naziris periods like the amount of days in a solar year, meaning you have to have 365 different Naziris periods of 30 days each, and therefore that would come out to about 30 years of being a Nazir. And once again, after every 30 days, you would take a haircut and you bring your kabbanis, and then you would restart your next Naziris period. And the Rosh Hashanah of Daf Zayin Amud Beis explains that the only reason why you would have multiple Naziris periods in this case is because he said Kemin Yemaisachama, and he didn't just say Harini Nazir Ki Maisachama. And since he added in the extra word of Kemin, we understand that he's saying I want to accept upon myself multiple Naziris periods as if I was counting 365 separate Naziris periods. However, if Reuven would say Harini Nazir Ki Maisachama, so since Yemaisachama as Isli Ketutza, so he would only be accepted upon himself 365 days of Naziris, and he would have to start his Naziris, count 365 days, and then cut his hair, and he wouldn't be able to cut his hair prior to 365 days. However, the Lashon Rush is Tzarech Bia, because the Rush says, Mishum De'ikla Meima, the Asik Rebbe Eik Rebbe Yehuda, Savri, the Afilu Kisar Reishi, Chad Naziris, Kibulav, Avul Rabbanon, Lishanilu, Ben Ika Ketutza, Leleka Ketutza, a coin Tanakam and a coin Rabbanon, they do not make a chilah between Ika Ketutza and Leka Ketutza, but I'm not exactly sure what that means, because L'chaira, according to Tanakhama, certainly we do make this distinction in the Gemara and Daf Zayin and Aleph, Ayin Sham. The Mishnah ends off with a story to support this din. On Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda stated, Maisahaya, there was a story where someone said, I want to be a Nazir, Kaminyan Maisachama, and the Rabbanon required this person to keep 30 years of Naziris periods, and Kivin Shehishlam, once he completed all the Naziris period, Mace, he died. And the Yerushalmi's brought, Rabbi Yehuda was Mechadish, that Beschus Nazirusai, Herach Yamim, that he only had a Riches Yamim because he was Mekabel Naziris and he wasn't Nazir. Shayroi Adam Zel Misa, really this person was ready for Misa much earlier. El Shatosla Nazirusa, L'Harach Yamav, because he was Mekabel Naziris, therefore he had a schus and he didn't die so quickly. And the Gemara begins and quotes from the second case in the Mishnah where Reuven said, Reini Nazir Meloya Bayis and Meloya Kupa, and we said, we asked Reuven what he meant, and if he said, I just meant whatever the Chacham will say, then Reuven Zakupa, Ki'ilu Meloya Kadal, then we look at the box as if it was filled with mustard seeds, V'Nazir Kol Yamav, and he becomes a Nazir forever, meaning he has a din, just like by Sar Reishu, Chafar Or, to Kachal Yom, where the Tanakhama says, you're a Nazir Ilum, and you can cut your hair once every 30 days, and according to Rebbe, you wouldn't be able to cut your hair ever, as they consider that he has one Naziris period that lasts forever, and he's a Nazir Le Ilum. And the Gemara asks that we have a cloud that suffered Naziris as Lahakal, and therefore, Bamai, why do you say that he has to be a Nazir forever? Should look at this box or this house as if it was filled with melons and with gourds, and with Hevele Takato, and since these things are quantifiable, and they could be counted, and Hispe Kitsutsa, so L'chaira, we should say that he accepted upon himself one Naziris period for the same amount of days that there are melons and gourds, and therefore, for example, if there are 20 gourds, then he should be a Nazir for 30 days because Stam Naziris is Lamajayim, and if there are 40 or 50 gourds, then he should be a Nazir for 40 or 50 days. And the Gemara answers, Amar Chizkiya, Chizkiya says, you're correct that Eina Chinami, according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, who hold that when you have a suffered by Naziris, we go Lakula, that Eina Chinami, we should look at it as if it was Malaya Kishuyin, and he should only be a Nazir for that amount of time. However, Rab Shimini, our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rab Shimon, who will see in a moment, hold that suffered Naziris is Lachumra. The Oman Rab Shimon holds, Adam Machlis Asatzma, Ledavish Esfeke Chama Mavadei, that a person will even put themselves into a situation where the words that he used, if it will be a suffix, will even be more Chama than if he actually said a Lashon Vadei. And we will explain what this means in a moment after we learn the Brisa. The Tanya, as we learn the Brisa, Harein Yazal Menashe Hebekrizeh Meyakor. If Reuven says, I am a Nazir, I'm conditioned, if in this pile that is in my field, there are 100 kor, which is a lot of tefua. And when he arrived at the Sada, he realized that between the time that he was Mekabel Naziris and the time that he got there, the tefua was stolen or was lost. And at this point, Reuven has a suffix. Was there 100 kor at the time that he made his Kabbalah Naziris, and therefore the Tzai was Mekuyim and his Naziris was Chal? Or was it not 100 kor at that time, and therefore his Naziris was never Chal? And Rab Shimon Isis, his suffix Naziris Lahachmer. Over there, Rab Shimon says that Reuven is actually going to be also to drink wine and cut his hair forever. And the reason is because suffix Naziris is Lahachmer, and therefore Rab Shimon says we have to look at both Stadim on the Tzad that he is in Nazir, then it certainly would be perfect that he'll actually become a Nazir for 30 days. After the 30-day period, he'll cut his hair and he'll bring his Kabbanis and he'll be able to drink wine. However, Rab Shimon says we still have to take into account that potentially he actually was not a Nazir, as maybe there was never 100 kor of Tfuah in his Sada, and therefore his Naziris was never Chal. And therefore, based on the fact that he may not be a Nazir, so he can't go and bring a carbon because, of course, an Eilat Shlamim, which he brings at the end of his Naziris period, he could bring and make a Tnai that if I was a Nazir, then they should be from a Naziris, and if I'm not a Nazir, then they should be as a Neder or a Nedava. However, you can't do that with the Chatos, and therefore, Reuven at this point is stuck, and since he can't bring his Kabbanis because there's a potential that he's bringing Chulun Lazara, therefore, he won't be able to bring his Kabbanis, he won't be able to drink wine, and he won't be able to cut his hair forever. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda Matish is suffering his ears lachal. Rabbi Yehuda says that in that case, where Reuven made a Tnai, and he said, I want to be Nazir, I'm Menashe B'Kri Zeh Meyakor. So because since he's not sure if he became a Nazir or not, so we say the Safek Zeiros L'Hakol, and he doesn't have to be a Nazir at all. And let's now apply the Machlekes Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda to our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since we say Safek Zeiros L'Hakol, so in this case, where Reuben said, Harein Nazir Malaya Bayis, Ay Malaya Kupa, so since we're not sure what he meant, so we will say that in Chinami, we have to be Taila, that maybe it meant that he wants him to be Makabal Naziris, that this house or this Chavis was filled with Kishuin and Deluyin, and therefore he would only have one Naziris period for the amount of days that correspond to the amount of Kishuin and Deluyin that could fill into the house or into this Kupa, and therefore our Mishnah cannot be going like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Chizki is saying that our Mishnah is actually going like Rabbi Shimon, and when our Mishnah states that when you go to Bezdin, they will say that we have to be Taila, that maybe the Kupa was filled with mustard seed, it's not saying that we don't look at it as if it was filled with Kishuin and Deluyin as well, and we are just saying that we have to also be toilet. Reuven meant to be Makabal Naziris based on a house or a basket that was filled with mustard seeds, and of course you have to take Chumras of both. Based on the Rush's explanation, let's give the following example. If they would estimate that this basket could fit 50 melons, then we have to look at this Naziris with both of these Chumras in mind. Number one, we always have to keep in mind that he made a Nedah to be Makabal one Naziris period of 50 days, and number two, that he was Makabal himself multiple periods of Naziris, like the amount of mustard seeds in this basket, which means that he was Makabal himself Naziris periods of 30 days for the rest of his life. And therefore, after 30 days, even though he really is a Nazir for 30 days, based on the fact that he was Makabal multiple Naziris periods of 30 days, he still can't cut his hair and bring his Karbanos at that point, as since it's possible that Reuven was Makabal himself one Naziris period of 50 days, and it's not yet 50 days. And once it gets to 50 days, then Reuven could cut his hair and bring his Karbanos, as Manavshach at that point, he can cut his hair and bring his Karbanos. If he meant to accept upon himself 50 days, then it's already 50 days. And if he meant to accept upon himself multiple Naziris of 30 days, it's already after 30 days, and it's on the 50th day, and he could cut his hair and bring his Karbanos and restart his second Naziris period. And in this case, by the fact that we look at his Naziris, that he possibly meant to say that I want this basket to be full of Kishun and Deluyin, that is actually a Chumrah over the case where he said, I want to be a Nazir based on being mustard seeds. However, there is also one more Chumrah in this case, because after he already cut his hair on day 51, he would actually not be able to cut his hair again on day 81. And even though at that point, it's 30 days after his second Naziris period started, based on the possibility that he meant to say that I want to be Makabal multiple Naziris periods of 30 days, like the amount of mustard seeds. However, since it's possible that at this point he's not really a Nazir, as possibly he only accepted upon himself one term of Naziris for 50 days, so therefore he can't bring his Karbanos and he can't cut his hair, because if you bring his Karbanos, he is possibly being over of the Issa of Chulun Bazara by bringing his Karban Chatas. And therefore, the Fichizke's explanation, it comes out that in our Mishnah, Reuven would only be able to take a haircut on day 51, and after day 51, he would no longer be able to take a haircut for the rest of his life. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon states, Afil Tame Rabbi Yehuda, we could explain that our Mishnah could be going even for Rabbi Yehuda, because Hasselin Nachas Leil Naziris, over there, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that Safik Naziris is a Hakel is because over there, there's a Safik if he's a Nazir at all, as on the Tzad that he actually never had 100 kor, therefore he never became a Nazir at all, and now it's a Safik if he's a Nazir or not, so we say Safik Naziris L'Hakel, that we're not going to make you take on a Naziris if you're not sure if there's actually a requirement to be a Nazir. However, Hakel in our Mishnah, Nachas Leil Naziris, certainly he's definitely a Nazir. The only question is he a Nazir for 50 days, or did he accept upon himself multiple Naziris forever? And in this case, B'mailus Lukimine, so therefore once he's a Nazir, now there's a question how to get rid of the Naziris. Over here we can't say that Safik Naziris L'Hakel, and we have to be Machmir. And in Chinami, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Svar of Shimon that we have to go to Chumrah on both Stadim, and as we said, that once 51 days comes, then he could take a haircut and he could bring his Karbanos, but after 51 days, Reuven will never be able to cut his hair until he dies. And Rush explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Loimayel Nafshe with Safa Chamor, a person won't put themselves into a Safa Chamor, since it's a possibility that there was never 100 kor, whom a Safa Glebachtin Leon Nazar, Kaloy Hoyodaito, Likonis the Safa Chamor, I in the Rush. The Pharisee says, Um Spaker, Loyamin Leid, Lehavi Nazar, Mispaker, we can't say that you should be a Nazar, Kihechid Leilesi Chun Lazar, Lukimash Lazirusai, I in Sham. The Gemara continues and responds back to Rabbi Yechon, Amai Loy, why do you say that if you're a Behuda, we can't say over here, Safa Nazir is Lakal, but Lachazi Lakupa Kilim Leia Kashum Idluin, even though there is a tzad that we have to look at this Kupa as if it was filled with melon and gourds, and therefore his Nazirus was only 50 days, but once that Nazirus period passes, as we said, Ladivri Akal, on day 51, Reuven could definitely cut his hair and bring his Karbanos. And at this point, the only reason why he would have to continue and restart his Nazirus period is because Achzaka Daitach Nazirus to the Kabbalah, because knows this tzad that maybe he was mekabel himself multiple nazirus periods of 30 days each. Therefore, on day 51, he has to start his second nazirus period. But l'chayah, on day 51, when he brings his kabbonis, he's no longer a nazir for that moment. And at that point, there's a suffix now if he has to keep nazirus or not. L'chayah, at this moment, there's a suffix and hasam le'nachas le'nazirus. And at this moment, there's a suffix if he has to keep his nazirus at all. And l'chayah, it's exactly the same case that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda had the machlekes on, where Reuven said, "Arini nazar menashehe bekrizeh meyakur b'haluch matzah shaganu v'sha'avad." And therefore, the Gemara asked Rabbi Echran, "How can you say Rabbi Yehuda would agree with our Mishnah, and he would agree like Rabbi Shimon that this person has to keep nazirus and be machmer beuth on maybe he accepted upon himself a 50-day nazirus period, or maybe accepted upon himself multiple nazirus periods, as if the house or this basket was filled with mustard seeds?" L'maisel fi Rabbi Yehuda on day 51, we should say suffik nazirus lahakel, and the second nazirus period should not be chal on Reuven. And I am in the last two lines of the Rush on this Amid, where he explains this concept so clearly. And we continue on Daf Chesam Beis, and the Gemara now says that really our Mishnah could even be going like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Echlin is correct. Rabbi Yehuda only said his din of suffik nazirus lekula, only we were not certain if there actually is nazirus that is chal. But once we know that the nazirus is chal, then in order to remove the nazirus, we have to know for certain that you have a way to get rid of that nazirus period. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Yehuda savla k'Rebbe, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe in our Mishnah, who taught us that even in the case where a person said Hareini nazir is sarayshu chafar or to kachol yom, then he only accepts upon himself one nazirus period, which will last forever because you have an unlimited amount of hairs or offal or sin. And if you Rebbe, you can't cut your hair forever. And the only time a person to cover himself multiple nazirus periods is if Reuven actually specified and he said, "I want to be mekabel myself multiple nazirus periods," and he said, "Hareini nazirayis," or "Hareini nazirayis." And as the Gemara continues, it's not as we learned in the Mishnah, Rebbe stated, "Ein ze megaleach achas u'shloish b'yayim." In this case, you don't become a nazir ilam, and you have multiple nazirus periods, and you would cut your hair every 30 days and bring kabbanis, as Reuven only said, "Hareini nazir k'sarayishu chafar aretz u'chachol hayom," and he didn't use a lashon rabim. Rebbe continued, "Veizel she megaleach achas u'shloish b'yayim," and what type of nazir cuts the hair once every 30 days, and he has multiple nazirus? Ha'im harei alai nazirus, only if Reuven said that I want to accept upon myself multiple nazirus k'sarayishu chafar aretz u'chachol hayom, and then he will have multiple nazirus periods each for 30 days, and after 30 days he'll be able to cut his hair and bring kabbanis. And since Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, therefore in our Mishnah where Reuven said Hareini nazir melea bayis oy melea kupa, so then we have to ask him what he meant. And since we're not sure if he meant to say I want to be a nazir as if there were melons in the house, or I want to be a nazir as if there were mustard seeds in the house, certainly in any case he definitely became a nazir, and therefore we don't say suffik nazirus lahakal. And even though l'chayr after 51 days, at that point we now have a new suffix, he has to continue with the second nazirus period. But since Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, so even if a person would say specifically I want to be a nazir like this bias is full with mustard seeds, certainly it's not like he was accepting upon himself multiple nazirus periods, because he didn't say Hareini nazirus, he said Hareini nazir, and therefore he only accepted upon himself one nazirus period, which will last forever. That's why l'fi Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah stated perfectly, we have to look at the kupa, that first of all it could be that was full with melons, and he meant to accept upon himself one nazir's period of 50 days, but l'maisa it's possible they meant to accept upon himself one nazir's period forever, and therefore he could never cut his hair, and he can't even cut his hair on day 51 according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Shita of Rebbe. However, of course, l'fi Rabbi Shimon ain't a chanami in the Mishnah when we said that he's considered a nazir kol yomav, Reuven would actually be able to cut his hair on day 51 and bring his kabbanis, but after day 51 he would no longer be able to bring any kabbanis, and he would no longer be able to cut his hair, even though there is a tzad he meant to be makabel multiple nazirus periods and should be able to cut his hair every 30 days. However, there is a tzad that maybe he did not mean that, and therefore at this point he's really not a nazir, and therefore if he brought a carbon chatas, it would be considered as if he brought chulin lazara. And just to wrap up one loose end, Taisus as well as the Rush point out that really according to Rav Shimon, we don't necessarily have a problem over here that Reuven can never cut his hair, as really there is a takana for Reuven to fix this problem. Reuven can really make it tonight, and he could say, if when I said Hareini nazir melea bayis melea kupa, it means that it's as if the house was filled with mustard seeds, therefore I accept upon myself multiple nazirus periods of 30 days, then I have no problem, and every 30 days I could cut my hair and bring kabbanis, as it won't be considered chulin bazara. However, on the tzad I meant that I'm only being mekabel one nazirus period, which is the amount of days that correspond to the amount of melons that could fit into this basket, and then I have a problem now because I can't bring any more kabbanis because potentially I'm not a nazir at this point and chulin bazara. So on that tzad, I'm accepting upon myself that I want to be a nazir forever, and therefore every every 30 days. I am chayiv in a carbon, and that will take care of this problem as memanushach it's nachlum bazara. I am taisis as well as the rush. How do you explain our Gemara? And the Gemara continues that the only way we're able to explain that our Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Huda is if Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi. And the Gemara asks, Rabbi Huda misav like Rabbi. Is it true that Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi? But the last case of the Mishnah stated, Harini Nazir, Kaminin Meisachama, if Reuven says, I'm a Nazir for the amount of days in the year, and therefore we explain that he meant to say that I want to have multiple Naziris, which corresponds to the number of days in the year, and he was Mekabel himself, 365 consecutive Naziris periods, which we said equals approximately 30 years, actually about 30.4 years. The Mishnah continued, that Amar Rabbi Huda stated, Meisahaya, there was the actual story that happened. Reuven was Mekabel and said, Harini Nazir, Kaminin Meisachama, the Kibin Shehishlam, and once he finished his Nazir's period, Mace, he died. Now, Eyamit Bishlema, Nazir's Kama Kabbalah, if we're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Tanakama, that even though the person said Arani Nazir, and he didn't use a Lashon Rabbim, that he still accepted upon himself 365 Nazir's periods of 30 days, so Haina Taima, the Kibin Shehishlam Mace, so then the Lashon of the Mishnah makes sense, that Rabbi Yehuda says that once he completed all of the Nazir's periods, then he died, and this would actually be a Raya to the Tanakama. And as we know, when a Mishnah brings a story, the story is not coming as a steer to the prior halacha, but generally as a hechacha and as a raya to the prior halacha, and this makes a lot of sense. Ali Amrit Chadin Zir's Kibbalah, if you can say Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi, that since he said Harini Nazir, so it's as if he accepted upon himself one Zir's period of 365 days, Mi'av Hashlam Makal, then how can you use Lashin to keep in the Hishlam? Hishlam is Mashma, that he had multiple Zir's periods, and he finished up all those Zir's periods, but since he only had one Zir's period, the Lashin of Hishlam is Loidak and wouldn't make sense, and therefore the Chayra, we see Rabbi Huda holds like Tanakama and not like Rabbi. And the Rush points out it's as if the Gemara is asking two questions. First of all, the Lashon HaShlama doesn't make sense, and number two, if you're going to say that Rabbi Huda actually means that you actually have to keep one Naziris of 365 days, then the story of Rabbi Huda is not actually coming as a Raya to the Tanakama, and he's actually coming to be Sois to the Tanakama, and he's saying that we held like Rabbi, and we held that he only had to keep one Naziris period of 365 days, and of course that's not the Derech of a Mishnah to bring a Maisa list. And the Gemara continues, V'oi, misav lak Rebbe, I'll bring a raya that Rebbe Huda doesn't like Rebbe, V'atani, because Rebbe Breisa, Rebbe Huda, I'm Rebbe Huda holds, Harein Nazar, Minin Hilkati Kayetz, if someone says, I am a Nazar, just like the piles of dried figs, and as Taisa says, Kshish Me'avshin HaTainim, when they dry out the figs, Oysim Tilin Tilin Mita'inim, they make piles of figs, Liyabish, to dry them out, Ade Mispar, and it's not a countable number. Where he said, I want to be Mekabal Naziris, Uminin Shvile Shemitah, like the count of the number of paths in the field during Shemitah. And as Taisa says, since during Shemitah, ain't as sadis ruyas, the sadis are not planted, umar ben shvilin, therefore people walk through the fields and they make a lot of paths there. And Rabbi Huda said that even though you use the Lashon Yachid and said, Harini Nazir, Mayna Nazir is Kaminin Hilkati Kayetz, or Kaminin Shvila Shemitah, you have to keep multiple Nazir's periods, just like the amount of piles of dried figs and the amount of paths in the fields. And clearly we see that Rabbi Huda doesn't hold like Rabbi, because according to Rabbi, the only way a person is Mekabal on himself multiple Nazir's periods, if he would have said, Harini Nazir, and he would have used a Lashon Rabbim. And the Gemara answers that really you have no raya that Rabbi Huda doesn't hold like Rabbi, not from our Mishnah and not from this Braisa, because both in the Mishnah as well as in the Braisa, Reuven said, Harini Nazir Minyan Hilkati Kayetz, or in the Mishnah, he said, Harini Nazir Keminyan Yemaisachama, and since he added the word Minyan, so therefore he was showing that we want to have multiple Nazir's periods, like the count of the Yemaisachama, or like the count of a pile of dried figs, or the paths in the field during Shemitah. However, Rabbi Huda agrees to Rabbi that if a person says Harini Nazir and he doesn't use the term Kaminyan, then the person is only accepted upon himself one Nazir's period, and that's why where Reuven said Harini Nazir Maloya Bayis Oy Maloya Kupa, then even on the Tzadeh meant that he's basing this on a house or a basket that's filled with mustard seeds, but Lemaisi only meant one Nazir's period, and therefore the Mishnah could work out even if you're a Behuda that holds Suffolk Nazir's Lahakal, as we explained. The Gemara continues that L'chira, if Rabbi Huda holds that there's a difference between a person saying Harini Nazir or if a person says Harini Nazir Kaminyan, and the case where he said Harini Nazir, he only accepts upon himself one Nazir's period like Rebbe, then L'chaira, Rebbe would also agree that in the case where he said Harini Nazir Kaminyan, then Rebbe would agree to Rabbi Huda that it would be considered as if Reuven wanted to accept upon himself multiple Nazir's periods. And the Gemara therefore asks, Mishani Legal Rebbe Minyan, is it true that Rebbe would make a chiluk? He would hold that once a person says Harini Nazir Kaminyan, then it would be as if he said, I'm accepted upon myself multiple Nazir's periods, Vatanya, but we learned to Braisa, Harini Nazir Kaminyan. If Reuven says, I want to be a Nazir like the amount of days in the Yemaisachama, meaning 365 days, my Nazir is Kaminyan Yemaisachama, then he has to count multiple Nazir's periods like the Yemaisachama. Chama, and as we said, he will be a Nazir for 30.4 years. And of course, this din is going like the Tana Kama, and then the Braisa continues that if Reuven said, I want to be a Nazir, Me'el Vana, like the days in a lunar year, meaning 354 days, Moine Kime'el Vana, then he has to be a Nazir for 354 periods of Naziris of 30 days each. Rabbi Oyman, and Rabbi argues on both these dinim, and he says, Achi Yoyman, Naziris alike, Kaminin Moise Chama, Kaminin Moise Levana, that the only way that he accepts upon himself multiple Naziris periods, if he used a Lashon Rabbim, and he said, Harei Elai Naziris, Kaminin Moise Chama, and therefore we see that even if you said a Lashon Kaminin, the only way that Rabbi says that you accept upon yourself multiple Naziris periods, if you use a Lashon Naziris or Naziris, and you use a Lashon Rabbim, but just by saying Harei Nazir Kaminin, even though you use the Lashon Kaminin, it would not be enough to consider that you meant to say that I want to be a Nazir for multiple Naziris periods, and it would be considered as if you said, I am a Kabbalah myself, one Naziris period for 365 days or 364 days, depending if he said, Kim Meisachamo or Kim Meisalvano. The Gemara responds that in the Chanami, according to Rabbi, there's no difference if a person says Harini Nazir or if he said Harini Nazir Kaminin, and a person only means to accept upon himself one Naziris period unless he said Harini Nazirais or Harini Nazirais. However, Rabbi Huda, Savala Kavasu Bechada, Rabbi Yehuda, who is Stam Rabbi Yehuda and Shas Rabbi Yehuda Ba'aloi, holds like Rabbi, who's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, in regard to one of Rabbi's dinim. However, Polag Le'Bechada, Rabbi Yehuda is Chalak on Rabbi on the other din, meaning Savalei Kavas Bechada, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Ben Gaya one din, that Chad Nazir is Kabbalah, that when a person says Harini Nazir, he only accepts upon himself one Naziris and not multiple Naziris periods, unless he says a Lashon Rabbim, or Polag Le'Bechada, and Rabbi Yehuda is Chalak on Rabbi on the following, the Eagle Rabbi Yehuda Shana Le'Mina, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he differentiates between a case where a person just says Harini Nazir, or if he says Harini Nazir Kaminin. And Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, once a person says Harini Nazir Kaminin, then we consider it as if he's saying, I want to accept upon myself multiple Naziris periods. However, Rabbi Lashon Le'Mina, Rabbi hold that doesn't make a difference if a person says Lashon Minyan, as long as a person doesn't say Harini Naziris, then a person only wants to accept upon himself one Naziris period and not multiple Naziris periods. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned Harini Nazir Kol Yemei Chayei, if Reuven says, I want to be Nazir for all the days of my life, or Harini Nazir Olam, or I want to be a Nazir forever, Harini Nazir Olam, then he becomes a Nazir Olam like Avshalom, and he has to keep his Naziris forever, and the only heter he has to cut his hair is if Hichpet Zayre, then make a Matar. However, if Reuven says, Afilu Me'eshana, I want to be a Nazir for 100 years, Afilu Elv Shalom, or if he says, I want to be a Nazir for 1,000 years, Ein Zeh Nazir Olam, that is not a din of a Nazir Olam, and he doesn't have a din like Avshalom, that he could cut his hair at some point. El Nazir Olam, in this case, it's almost as if he said, I want to be a Nazir for 10 years, where of course he can't cut his hair at any point during the 10 years. So here also, he can't cut his hair at any point during the 100 years or during the 1,000 years. And even though, of course, no one lived during that time period for 1,000 years, but the Gemara means to say that even though it's impossible to live for 1,000 years, we don't say he meant to say, I'm a Nazir Olam like Avshalom, but we consider it as if he said, I'm a Nazir for 1,000 years, and therefore he can't cut his hair at any point during his life. And the Gemara continues, to learn, but we learned to the Braisa, Harini Nazir Ba'achas, if Reuven says, I am a Nazir, and of course at that point he was mekabel on himself one Naziris period of 30 days as stam Naziris is shleishim yom, but then he added va'achas and one, meaning I will be a Nazir another period of time, so minus shtayim, then he has to count two Naziris periods, he would count 30 days, he would cut his hair and bring his kabbonis, and then afterwards he would start his second Naziris period as we learned before. If he added in va'oid and another, so the minus shalosh, then he has three Naziris periods, one because he said Harini Nazir, one because he said va'achas, and one because he said va'oid, and if he continues b'techi dibur and says v'shuv, then Moina Abra, then he would have to count four Naziris periods. And the Gemara says, Pshita l'chayrit is dinun b'raises pashit. And the Gemara answers, Ma'otem, you might think, v'shuv kikulu v'havalishis, that when he said v'shuv, he means, I want to return and do this entire Naziris process once again. And since at that point, he was already chayiv to be a Nazir for three different periods, so maybe he meant to say, I want to be a Nazir for another three periods, and for a total of six periods of Naziris. Kamash b'lan, the word v'shuv means, that I want to return and be a Nazir once again for one more Naziris period, and therefore he has a chiyuv to be a Nazir for four Naziris periods. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Harini Nazir, if Reuven says, Harini Nazir, Sunchas Oimer Hain, if he said Harini Nazir Hain, that's Achas, then it means he's accepting upon himself one Naziris period. And like Taisa brings down, Shekain Beloshin Yavani, Achas Karin Hina, as the Greek word Hina means one, Digun Shtayim. And if Reuven said, Harini Nazir Digun, then he accepted upon himself two Naziris periods. If he said, Harini Nazir Trigun, then he accepted upon himself Shalish, three Naziris period. Tatragon, if he accepted upon himself Harini Nazir Tatragon, then he accepted upon himself Abba, four Naziris periods. And if he said Harini Nazir Puntigon, then he accepted upon himself five different Naziris periods. As even though all of these Lashonis are in other languages work in order to be Kabel Naziris. And the Gemara continues and discusses a din b'nigeya tumis nigebatim. As we'll see at the end of the Gemara will teach us that the only way for a bias to become tamei based on having nigeyim is only if it's a four-sided bias. And therefore, the Brisa states Tana Rabbanan bias eagle digun trigun puntigun enim tam b'nigeyim. If you have a roundhouse or a house with two or three or five walls, based on exeris akasev, there would be no tumis nigeyim. However, tatrigun, if it has four walls mitam b'nigeyim, then there would be tumis nigeyim. And the Gemara asks, my time, how do we know that in order to have tumis nigeyim, you have to have a four-sided house? And the Gemara explains because lamatu oima in perek yudalad pasuk lamentes in pashas tazria, the pasuk says b'shava koyim b'yom hashvi v'ro behine pasa nega b'kiris habayis. And since it uses lashon rabim and it didn't say kir, so we learn out kir kiris. So we learn out that it's telling us you have to have two walls lamaylu oima. And before that in pasuk lamet zayin it says v'ro hanega behine hanega b'kiris habayis. And once again, since the Torah could have said the lashon kir and it says kiris, so therefore we see that the Torah is telling us you need two walls, zareikan abra, and therefore we see that in order for a nega to be matame house, the house has to be a four-sided home, but if it's less than that or more than that, then the house would not become tame. Hadlach kol kinuyeh, hadlach kol kinuyeh, hadlach kol kinuyeh, and we will stop over here.